From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Today, French police cleared out a camp of migrants near the port city of Calais on the English Channel. The camp was called The Jungle. It had become a big problem for the French government and a point of contention between Britain and France. The migrants were trying to sneak aboard trucks and ferries to England. Eleanor Beardsley visited the camp only hours before it was destroyed.
A handful of dark-haired young men wash their hands and faces at a spigot at the mouth of the jungle. The small fountain seems the only attempt by the French government to improve conditions here. 7 years ago, as Interior Minister, Sarkozy closed an official Red Cross camp in Calais. But the migrants kept coming, weathering the winter drizzle in their tents patched together from fencing, corrugated boxes, and ripped tarps. Trash is strewn everywhere, and a fetid smell wafts over the camp. But it's still better than the desperate lives these migrants faced in decimated countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, and Somalia. With news spreading over the past few days that the camp is going to be evacuated, only a couple hundred migrants remain. They are all men, all tell stories of the fear and misery that sent them so far from home. 22-year-old Mohammed Khan was a teacher in Afghanistan. He says the Taliban thought he was a NATO agent because he spoke English.
The Taliban found my address and they took me, they took my brother. My brother is still missing and that's why I had to leave. I was taken forcibly. They wanted to use me as a translator, interpreter. They tortured me, like they say, we'll cut your nose here. They cut me here a little bit.
Khan paid a smuggler his family's life savings of $15,000 to get to France. The three-month journey took him through Turkey, Greece, and Italy. Khan says no one gets here for free. But he, like the rest of the migrants, is still 20 miles and a body of water away from his final destination, Britain. At a diesel truck stop next to the port of Calais, British trucker Kevin Medhurst fills up his rig before driving onto one of the giant ferries to Dover. Despite the border police's use of dogs, heartbeat sensors, and CO2 monitors to detect a stowaway's breath, Medhurst says you still have to be vigilant.
I was over in that lorry park there the other week and there was about six of them trying to get onto a Belgian lorry and the driver was asleep. So I shouted out my window at them, but then a few years ago, if you shouted at them, they used to run away, but now they threaten you. They pull knives on you and all sorts.
Britain is the El Dorado for these migrants for many reasons. Some already speak a little English, many have family or friends there in large Pashtun communities, and nearly all believe there are better asylum and job prospects in Britain. In the center of Calais, a flock of gulls swarms overhead as a local aid group hands out lunches to the migrants from the back of a van. Human rights activists in France blame Sarkozy and the European Union's disparate asylum rules for the sorry state of these migrants. According to EU rules, an illegal immigrant can only apply for asylum in one country, most likely the first one in which he arrives and is caught. This puts pressure on border areas in states like Greece and Italy, where migrants are less likely to get support and protection. The United Nations Refugee Agency says Europe is only taking in around 7% of the world's asylum seekers and should be accepting closer to 20%. Calais aid worker Annick Lacriniere says most of these migrants have already been caught and fingerprinted in Greece.
So they cannot ask asylum in France. So what can they do? Accept the money we propose them to go back to the country and get killed? I think this is very hypocritical. And I don't criticize only France. I criticize the whole Europe. There should be something done to be a little bit more human.
At dawn today, riot police moved into the jungle and rounded up the migrants, despite dozens of human rights activists who tried to block their way. They denounced the raid as a media stunt that would drive the migrants underground, making them easier prey for traffickers. The jungle of Calais might be closed, they say, but the steady flow of migrants to northern France will continue and simply bubble up somewhere else. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Calais, France.